Here's a question for you. Have you ever wished you could have different parents? Now, I read a news story about a business called Need a Mom, where you can hire a mom for $40 an hour. According to the story, your hired mom will never question your lifestyle choice, she'll never expect presents, and never be judgmental about your hair or your wardrobe or your friends. Instead, your replacement mom will do things like iron your shirt for the big interview, or bake you a pie, or even buy presents for your real mom and wrap them up for you and ship them. What more could you ask for? Now, you know, God often describes his relationship with his people as a parental one. In Hosea chapter 11, God describes how he loved his child when he was little. He fed his child, he taught him to walk, and took him in his arms. And yet his child turned away from his heavenly parent and hired replacement parents. Now, why would his child do such a thing? Maybe his child didn't like his parents' rules. Maybe the other parents were more up to date. Maybe the other parents were more fun. But the problem is that those replacement parents were not his parents. They couldn't love him the way his heavenly father loved him, and they didn't have his best interests at heart, and they definitely could not save him from his sin. So even though the heavenly father was hurt and angry, he would not and could not give up on his child. And so the heavenly father opens the door and calls to his child, and the only way he could open the door was through the tremendous sacrifice of the cross. Only the real parent, the heavenly father, would give up and sacrifice so much. Now, when he opened the tomb and came up out of the grave, he opened the door for all to come to him and to be saved. The Heavenly Father has sacrificed everything for his child. He sacrificed everything for you because he loves you. And your Father wants you to come to him by faithful obedience, through repentance, and through baptism.